Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks in real depth so you can make smarter long-term decisions. Today, we're diving into SLB, the energy services giant formerly known as Schlumberger, and there's a lot to unpack with their recent results and the bigger picture in oilfield tech. SLB has been quietly positioning itself at the intersection of traditional energy and the digital wave hitting the sector. With oil prices staying range-bound and data center demand for power surging, the company is leaning into both its core drilling and production strengths, plus a growing digital and integration business that could reshape its margins over time. Founded nearly a century ago and now headquartered in Houston, SLB operates through four main divisions: digital and integration, reservoir characterization, well construction, and production systems. It serves customers across the full energy value chain worldwide with about 109,000 employees and a market cap sitting near $78 billion. CEO Olivier Lepoche has pushed the firm toward higher tech offerings, including AI-driven reservoir modeling and subsea solutions that help clients extract more from mature fields. Looking at the revenue picture, the latest full-year breakdown shows production systems leading at roughly $13.3 billion, followed by well construction at $11.9 billion, reservoir characterization near $6.8 billion, and digital and integration contributing about $2.7 billion. Geographically, the Middle East remains the largest region at over $12.2 billion, with Europe, CIS, and Africa close behind at $9.6 billion, North America at $7.5 billion, and Latin America adding $6.2 billion. That mix highlights both the cyclical nature of upstream spending and SLB's push into higher-margin digital work. On the earnings front, second-quarter results came in with revenue at $9 billion, up 3% sequentially, and adjusted EPS of 55 cents. Adjusted EBITDA margins expanded 83 basis points year-over-year, driven by solid growth in digital and production systems, even as some Middle East softness showed up. The company continues to demonstrate pricing power and operational discipline in a mixed commodity environment. Management commentary from the recent call emphasized strong momentum in digital solutions and data center-related power initiatives, including partnerships that position SLB to supply modular energy infrastructure. They highlighted how AI applications in reservoir optimization are moving from pilot to scale, while also noting that production optimization technologies like the newly acquired VIAC system should help boost recovery rates in aging fields. The tone was constructive on long-term digital tailwinds, even as near-term regional spending patterns remain uneven. Turning to the balance sheet and cash flow, SLB generated strong free cash flow of nearly $4.8 billion in the most recent fiscal year on operating cash flow of $6.5 billion. The company maintains a conservative leverage profile with debt to equity around 0.35 and a healthy current ratio above 7. Return on equity came in near 10.8%, while gross margins held steady around 16.5%. Those metrics support ongoing dividend growth and share repurchases without stretching the balance sheet. For the valuation setup, we used an EV/EBITDA approach given the cyclical commodity exposure, and model confidence sits in the high range. The framework fits because it normalizes for the volatility in earnings that a pure DCF or forward PE lens can overstate during peak or trough cycles. Current price is hovering around $45, while the model puts fair value somewhere in the low 50s range. A few key drivers behind that include the adjusted EV/EBITDA target near 8.6 times, reflecting a modest discount for decelerating growth, stable free cash flow conversion above 100% of net income, and a terminal multiple assumption that accounts for software-like margins in the digital segment over time. Keep in mind that changing growth or discount rate assumptions can move the fair value estimate quite a bit. If you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own numbers on the intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. On the SWOT side, strengths include the broad technology portfolio, global scale, and accelerating digital revenue that should lift overall margins. Weaknesses center on still significant exposure to upstream CapEx cycles and regional concentration in the Middle East. Opportunities lie in data center power solutions and subsea umbilical contracts, While threats include commodity price swings and increasing competition from nimbler tech players entering energy, recent performance shows the stock up about 12.5% over the past month and nearly 49% over the trailing year, outpacing the broader energy sector in the shorter term, though still trading within a multi-year range. The three-month return sits negative around 6.6%, reflecting some rotation out of energy names amid macro uncertainty. My take is that SLB offers a compelling way to play both the traditional energy transition and the new power demands from AI infrastructure. The valuation looks reasonable rather than cheap, so I'd want to see continued digital momentum and steady free cash flow delivery before getting more aggressive. It's a name that rewards patience through cycles rather than quick swings. Wrapping up, SLB continues to evolve from a pure oilfield services play into a tech-enabled energy partner, and the latest results support that shift. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.